Well, I don't know, Sam. I figure we better get up, give up this here judge business.
Give it up? Why?
Well, there ain't no money in it, for one thing. All we've done is lost money since we started.
Yes, but shakes, you don't make money in no business right at the start. You've got to have patience.
Have what?
Patience.
Well, what's patience?
Patience? Well, that's sort of when you ever see a cat watch a rat hole?
How's that?
Watch a rat hole.
Who, me?
No, a cat. A cat. When a cat watches a rat hole, you call it patience.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't.
Oh, of course you would.
Yeah, I just wouldn't.
Well, then, what in perdition would you call it?
I'd call it Tom. That's the best name for a cat.
No, patience ain't the name of the cat.
Oh, it's the name of the rat.
Yes. No, it ain't the name of the rat either. You don't call rats names.
Well, I certainly did the time they got into that cheese.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Dad. You're getting all mixed up. Now, look. Here comes a cat.
Where?
Right here. We just make believe it's a cat. Well,
just make believe it's a cat, huh?
Yes.
Well, what is it?
It's a cat. The cat, I tell you.
You said we were just making believe it was a cat.
It's an imaginary cat. An imaginary cat. Well, anyway, it sees a hole. The cat.
What? Hey.
Hole. Hole. The cat.
Well, hold it yourself. I ain't got no time to be holding an imaginary cat.
And I said hole. Hole. You know what a hole is, don't you?
Certainly I do. Hole is nothing.
Yes, I guess you're right. Well, this is a rat hole, so you know what that is.
Yes, nothing with a rat in it.
No, now wait a minute. Keep your trap shut, will you? Let me...
How's that?
Trap. Trap.
Rat trap?
No, your trap. Let me explain this. Now, here comes the cat, and she...
The imaginary cat?
Yes. She comes in and...
I thought she already come in.
No, land of Goshen. This is another imaginary cat. She comes in and she's hungry, but she can't eat a rat hole. So
she eats a piece of it at a time.
Yes. No, she ain't caught the rat yet. She ain't caught it, I tell you. So
well, is the rat imaginary?
Yes, of course it is. Now keep still if you want me to learn you what being patient is. So the cat comes in...
Another cat?
And, shut up, will you? The cat comes in and sets down to that hole and watches all day. Now, what did you say that cat was?
A dad darn fool watching all day for an imaginary rat.
Oh, what's the use? What's the use trying to learn something to a dad darn fool? I'm just tired of it. Well, go on and answer the phone, Ned.
Well, you'll just answer it yourself.
Well, I just won't answer it. I'm busy. Now, go on and answer it.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, start talking this end, Freddy. What's that? Why don't we answer our phone? Well, we're busy, that's why. Yes, the store is full of imaginary cats.
Hold on, who is it?
Mrs. Newdriver. Hello, yes, I'm listening. What kind of iron? Bad iron? Wait, I'll ask them.
Yes, we got iron.
Hello, we got iron. Yeah. Well, you can make them sad by telling them about the babes in the woods.
Wait a minute. Give me that phone.
Take it. Dad Dern, come on.
Hello, Mr. Newbrow, this is Dad.
Thank you, Mr. Dad Dern, all powerful and intelligent.
Yes? Yes. Well, just a second. So take a piece of paper and see if you can get this order down now. All right, Mr. Newbrow. Three cans of corn beans. Jam? What kind? One gooseberry jam. Oh, you like this. Yes, I got that. Jam, you like... I say, I got that. Jam, you like this.
What was that, Jim?
Oh, you ears. I said...
How's
this,
that?
Ears. Hey, yes, Miss Newbride. Six. Yes, we'll have it there before that time. Well, you'll have to make a special delivery of that order, Ed.
No, shut. Dagnabbit, why can't you
now,
wait?
Never mind. I don't want to hear no more of your crabbing. We've been got order. Now get it made up.
Dang it all. One iron.
The iron's in the back room. Go ahead, I'll get it last.
Three-cornered cans of beans.
What?
Three-cornered cans of beans.
Say, what are you talking about? It don't say that.
It just does. See right there.
Yes, you just have to take an ordinary can. All right, what's next?
One goose.
Goose? Did she order a goose?
I don't know. That's what you said.
Well, I'll have to get one from Miss Snyder. What's next?
Barry Jam.
Yes, I remember ordering that. One jar, I think he said. Go ahead.
Yeah. 6 mule ears.
Mule ears? Well, you're crazy.
That's what it says on the order.
Oh, that's wrong. And that's wrong. She didn't order 6 mule ears.
She did.
She didn't at all. She did not. Why would she eat mule ears?
Well, there's no counting for taste.
But I tell you, 6 mule ears is wrong. Now, you call her up and find out what's right.
No, sir, I ain't going to do it. She ordered 6 mule ears.
She did not. Now, you get to that phone and call her.
Well, I am, you know.
Well, go on.
All the rest
of the
what's your number?
The Corn Center 216.
Hello? I want Corn Center 216. What? I can't hear you. 6 what? Oh, 6 mule ears.
No, 3.
Hello, it's 3 mule ears.
The number is 263. Corn Center 263.
Hello, I want Corn Center 263. Yes.
Tell her you made a mistake getting the order in.
Hello, Miss New Bride. This is Deb Peters. Say, we made a mistake in your order.
That's right. Find out.
Yes. How many mules here did you order?
Wait, you darn.
Hello? Hello? Shucks. That woman never knows what she wants.
No, but she never wanted mules ears. I just got through telling you that there. People don't eat mules ears.
They do.
They don't.
They do, too.
I tell you, they don't.
They do. This is one time you don't know at all.
Hello, Professor.
Yeah.
Mr. Wade.
How do you do, Professor?
Say, Professor, tell this fool partner of mine something, will you? Do people ever eat mules ears?
Well, Mr. Winterbottom, curious as it seems, there's a tale of a certain native tribe in Africa who really have such a practice. They're used in a voodoo rite.
What is that again, Professor?
Voodoo.
Voodoo.
No, voodoo, that's all right.
What's all right?
It's all right to eat mule's ears.
But I didn't say that. I said right. A ceremony to break a hoodoo.
What hoodoo?
Yes.
Dad, do it, yes, what?
But I'm telling you, hoodoo.
Oh, you're crazy. I'm asking you hoodoo.
But just a moment. Now, just a moment. You haven't
said... I said you. He said you do?
That's a lie. That's a dad burn lie. I never read a mule's ear in all my born days.
I didn't say you do. I said you haven't grasped it.
Grasped mule's ear?
No. Grasped the story. The tale of...
Yes, well, anybody that grasps a mule's tail is a darn fool.
Yes, but now...
Why? Do they eat mule's tails, too?
No. Now, I said in Africa there are certain natives who...
Did you want something, Professor?
Certainly,
yes,
dear.
We're pretty busy today, Professor. Now, there's something you wanted.
I do want something.
Well, what is it? Come to the point.
Yes,
now. Come to the point.
I will. Now, if you please stop interrupting. I've been talking to Mr. Hurt about the music contest, you know.
Yes.
And he's planning quite an affair.
He is, huh?
Yes. And he suggested that Mr. Peters, as the sponsor of the affair, should take steps to give it adequate publicity.
Yes.
Now, I have some data here. I say I have a little data, and if you just glance over these notes and put them in the paper, I'm sure the editor will print it.
Well, yes. We'd be glad to confess
you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, good morning.
Yes. So long, Professor.
See you again sometime.
Yes. Say, Zeb, danged if I can figure out what he's talking about. What is it he wants us to put in the paper?
Well, by cracky. You mean to say you missed what he said? He wants us to put in the paper that he's got a little daughter.
Little daughter?
Hmm.
By the John Brown. Chuck. Who'd have thought that?